WULP. This is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November.
WULP, how are you today, Ed?
And most of the snow has melted. I wanted to make sure you had gotten those emails right, because some of them were rather long.
To get the emails, I haven't had much of a chance to really look at them, but I know I did receive them.
Are you familiar with Dropbox?
Not really, but I'm pretty sure my dad is. You know, he pretty much a computer for a living, so ish. How about I say he's a videographer and does a lot on the computer.
Found out about it recently. It's a way of sending long files very quickly, so they don't take so long to send or receive them.
I've heard of it. I'm pretty sure my dad would be familiar with it and how to use it, so I'm pretty sure I'll scroll through one of your emails. You did mention it.
Good. Also, that one I sent you has how to build a simple Yagi for 2 meters, and it might be a good project for you for a science project.
I'll see what I can do if I can round up enough supplies to build it. And so would the Yagi is a directional antenna, correct?
The one that I sent you is made out of PVC pipe and a wire, stiff wire, with three elements, and you can, for 2 meters, you'd probably want to go vertical polarization with it.
What do you mean by vertical polarization?
Basically, you're turning it so that it's, well, if you look at a TV antenna, most of them you see on house roofs are horizontal. The elements are horizontal, parallel to the earth. The vertical, you would turn it 90 degrees, so they're perpendicular, like a vertical antenna.
So, with this Yagi, would I mount it, like, on top of the roof and then just leave it there? Or would I have to, like, have kind of some kind of turntable to move it? Or would I hold it in my hand and use it with a handheld, or what?
Anyway, you could mount it. It's very directional, and that's why it's of value. You point it towards another station, and it's very directional. So you could use it either permanently mounted to another station, like for Simplex, or you could hand-hold it and move around with it. It's good for camping trips and things like that.
If I was going to, like, put it up, like, on a roof, I'd have to have some way to be able to turn it?
Not necessarily. If you're pointing it toward another station that you normally talk to, you wouldn't have to turn it. If you're going to use it for several stations, then you'd want to have some way to turn it. But I think most people mount it. Like, I may end up with one of those for a repeater that I have trouble getting to, because it will, in a sense, concentrate my signal to that repeater.
Well, yeah, that'd be interesting. You know, I'd probably build it and play around to see what I can do with it, and maybe I can rig up some way to turn it. I'm not sure.
I have to mount it that high. Mine is a J antenna, and I've got it mounted on the deck. With the Yagi, you could mount it very simply on a post or on a deck or whatever, and just push it with your hand. You just don't want to touch it while you're broadcasting.
So, yeah, I could definitely rig up something. Well, I just have a quick question. So, where the way my shack is an upstairs shack. So, right out my window, would I be able to, like, some way put it, like, be able to turn it there? Or would the house get in the way of the signal going out?
Either might not have room in your room to turn it. There is one. Do you get the amateur radio magazine, QST?
If it's produced by the ARRL, no, not yet, but they have sent me a sample magazine.
There's another magazine called On the Air that ARRL puts out. for new hams. And there is one here. I've just lifted it off the shelf. It's how to use a copper tape antenna for 2 meters. It's copper tape, and you tape it to the window vertically, and it's attached right to the window.
How you mount then a directional antenna?
Vertical, it's not really directional as such.
My J-pole mounted up on the roof about 25, 30 feet up, and then have my 10-meter antenna, you know, just a little bit lower on the what you call it, like faucet stuff on the side of the house, and it stretches out, and yeah, have it. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's mounted up there.
Again, this one, I send it to you. It might be one that you could play with because it's real simple, easy to build, and very inexpensive.
Definitely see what I can do and play around with, you know, what I can use it for. You know, I don't know if it'd be best to use it for handheld or be able to somehow use it for my 2 meter, or maybe make two and use one for my 2 meter base station and for a handheld. I don't know.
This article shows a woman with a handheld in her hand and the antenna on the window next to her.
So, is the antenna directional then?
Vertical, so it's not really directional.
So, okay. So, yeah. So, so that mount on the window, so you just have to have copper tape, and you have to, would you mount a directional antenna to the window?
Directional. It's tape. I'm looking to see what kind of tape. It's called 3.2 millimeter adhesive copper foil tape. I think it's stuff they use for flowers and stuff like that.
Fine. Could you mount a directional antenna onto the window?
I have trouble doing that because most directional antennas are more three-dimensional and have several elements.
I have to find another way to mount it, if I'm going to even mount it outside, you know. But I've definitely tried to build that directional antenna if I can. Does it involve any soldering or not?
Can, or you can just use bolts on it, I think. I've forgotten exactly what it looks like. I'd have to look at it. But you can look at the design. It's fairly easy to build. It gives dimensions, and it would be real simple to build. You can probably build it in a couple of hours once you've got the materials.
Well, I'll see if I can rig up some materials and see what I can do then.
I think that Yagi will be one for directional that you might enjoy playing with, particularly for Simplex.
Out further. I haven't played around too much with Simplex, you know, just haven't been able to really get anybody on Simplex unless if I talked to them on the repeater, and then from the repeater we went Simplex.
Oh, I also sent you a line of sight location on the web that you can look at. You can put two locations in it, and it will draw you a picture like cutting through the earth so you can see from the side and see what's in the way. If there are several hills, it can tell you exactly what's in the way of your line of sight.
I need that to be pretty handy to use. That way, you know, I could figure out, you know, be really handy to figure out where to point a directional antenna and that nature.
QRZ and look up the location of a station, and then you go on Google Earth and type in that physical address. It will give you the latitude and longitude that you could then put into the line of sight.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind and probably play around with that sometime.
Supposed to be some way on Google Earth where you can do that, but I haven't been able to make that work yet.
Yeah, I'll definitely. Probably have to download Google Earth on my iPad so, you know, I can play around with it just a little bit easier then, and, yeah.
I find that Google Earth is better on a desktop because you've got a bigger screen. The iPad sometimes doesn't give you the same information as the one on the desktop.
Okay, so, yeah, I don't really have that much access to, you know, would a laptop work?
Laptop would be better than the iPad.
I could probably borrow my dad's laptop once in a while, but, you know, the only really device that I own that actually another operator gave to me is an iPad, you know. So, I pretty much just use it for the radio hobby, and that's it.
Are you using Windows or Apple?
Apple.
The laptop, is that Windows?
Two.
Get into Windows. There is a way using Apple that you can also get into Windows. I'm wondering if you can do that.
I do not know. My dad would probably know, though.
I'm going to send you an Excel program that you might find useful. Are you familiar with Excel?
I am not.
It probably is. It's a program for planning your coursework while you're in school. And my understanding is you're still in high school. This thing was designed for college, but it would also apply for high school. So you can plot out the courses that you need for a particular major for college or for high school, what you need for graduation, so that you get all your courses in and when you're going to take those, so you can see if one course depends on another, how to plot it out.
I am actually still in a middle school, but my cousin is high school, and she's a freshman, and she actually just happens to be living with us, so I bet she'd find that handy.
Try it. Something to keep in mind. What grade are you in now?
7th right now.
That's good. I'm glad you've already got your license and you're working on this. I think that's really good.
Yeah, so do not regret getting my license, and I just, you know, just gave this piece of information. There just happens to be another operator on the air that is just like, I'd say 2 weeks or less younger than I am. So, you know, it's nice to, you know, more youth are, looks like are starting to get their licenses now, and I'm not the only one.
Anytime you've got a question, feel free to ask. I'm sure there are people here who'll be more than happy to help you. I always like to monitor the stations because I pick up stuff that people, when they're talking about antennas or operating.
It's pretty handy when, you know, I have a question. You just turn on the 2 meter and, you know, just jump on, and I can normally get a whole bunch of suggestions.
The thing I've found is go to YouTube and look up stuff on YouTube. You'll find all kinds of stuff on that. You have to be kind of careful sometimes. Sometimes people will tell you stuff that is not quite correct.
Get on YouTube on how to do some soldering and, you know, how to make a few antennas, you know, just more look for the curiosity, see if I could ever pull one off. But I haven't decided that. So, you know, I'll probably just attack that antenna that you sent me the instructions for, and, yeah.
Yagi antennas on YouTube. I'm not sure what's there, but that might give you an idea of what they look like.
I saw one. I watched a little video of a Yagi on YouTube about, except this one was made out of tape measures.
Use almost anything. An old TV antenna might be useful for the elements. If you find one that somebody's throwing away, the elements might be useful.
I did actually find an old bunny, I think it's called a bunny ears, TV antenna in an attic, and I took it apart and just to see what was inside of it, and then after, you know, just left it, I think, about sitting in our, in the room, and my mom thought I was done with it and pitched it, so sadly I don't have access to TV antennas. I don't think there's any more in the house.
About something somebody throws away because they don't use anymore, or they're broke one of the elements or something or other, but it's something that you might be able to use because you could always cut them off and shorten them.
This TV antenna was more made of steel, I don't know, metal tube that, you know, you can fold up and down, so, I don't know how I'd harness those to make an antenna out of them, but, for ham radio, but, I don't know, maybe I could. And about this Yagi, we have to do any, like, tuning to tune it to the right frequencies?
We'll show you in the article, tell you how to do that, because it has to do with the length of the elements, and you cut it to the particular frequency you want. And if you're making it for a repeater, for example, you'd want to cut it to the repeater frequency. If you're going for something else, like simplex, you'd want to cut it for the particular simplex frequency that you'd want to use.
When I make my antenna, I can only use it for one repeater, one frequency then.
You cut it for a middle frequency, and it has enough of bandwidth that you can use it for several. It depends, again, on what you're doing with it. And you can actually make some that are adjustable by sliding, like on my J antenna, I can slide one end of it up and down like a trombone, and it only takes a little bit of movement, sometimes less than an inch, to change the frequency.
That's interesting. So, you know, I'll play around to see what I can do, but, so that means I'll need an antenna tuner or some way to be able to check it to make sure it's all tuned right?
You can use a SWR meter, but I'm sure there are enough hams in your area who would have an antenna analyzer who would be glad to help you put that on the antenna to make sure it's correct.
That wouldn't be hard to do because I have a ham operator neighbor. He mainly just plays around on HF and, like, never on 2 meters, but he's actually just right down the street from me, and it's close enough that I can walk there in about 3 minutes or less.
If he has an antenna analyzer, or if he knows someone who does, they're $200, but I'm sure there's somebody close enough to you who'd be glad to help you with it.
Here he'd have an antenna analyzer, and of course, you know, there's always a few other ham radio operators that I bet could help me out in that case, too.
Mag mount antenna in my garage, and I wasn't sure if it was 2 meters or CB. I thought it was CB, but I wasn't sure. Took it to a meeting, one of the other hams up to the analyzer, and found out it is a CB, but he could do that to exactly what frequency it's tuned for.
Well, that's, you know, that's pretty neat, and I probably won't get my hands on one of those fancy pieces of equipment for a while. I probably have to, I just rely on other operators.
People who have one are more than happy to share it, if you will, and try it out on your antenna. I'm getting ready to put up my HF antenna. It's called a Slinky, and I'm going to get somebody with an analyzer to hook up to that to make sure it's correct.
That, you know, that's, you know, what's nice about, you know, this is about the hobby, just there's so many people who you can, you know, other operators that you can talk to and, you know, get them to help you out.
You might try on YouTube also. Just look up tuning antennas and see what you come up with.
You know, there's just lots of resources out there that you can go to.
We'll let you go, and I'm going to scan this article and send it to you, so I'll be sending it to you in the next half an hour or so.
This is KO4, Shabelle P73s, and I guess I'll be clear after your final then.
Talking to you, this is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. I'm clear.